If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We are happy to be sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Live your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Let's talk about farm safety. And how about this? On average, a child dies in a farming accident somewhere in this country every 3 days. Usually these accidents involve farm equipment, sometimes animals, sometimes just child's play. In Fond du Lac County, Wisconsin, 9-year-old Savannah Grawl, her older sister, and a friend were in a barn playing with new kittens, and also in that barn were giant hay bales, those big rectangular ones that can weigh about a ton.
My kids know not to climb on big bales, but the kittens were next to the big bales.
That's Savannah's mother, Tara Grawl.
My husband had called, so I stepped out for a minute and was talking to him, and I heard my older daughter screaming. She said, Savannah's pinned, and I didn't see her at first. I walked around the corner in the,
What she saw was her daughter, unconscious, not breathing, her head and neck pinned against a steel post by two giant bales that had fallen when the wooden pallet they were stacked on collapsed.
I grabbed my phone and called 911. My daughter ran up to the house to tell my sister-in-law to come down. And she came in and I said, you got to help me get these bales off. I'm thinking there's no way we're going to get these bales off her. And she wasn't breathing at that point. Her face was like purple. And we put our backs up against the bales and I give God all the glory. It wasn't our strength, that's for sure. He gave us the adrenaline to lift both of those bales off of her and enough for her to fall kind of out of the way. And then I held them there while my sister-in-law ran around the other side to move her away from the bales.
And here in the story is where Savannah did not become another sad statistic. Her aunt got her breathing. A chopper took her to Children's Wisconsin in Milwaukee. And only a few days later, she's out of ICU, and she may be going home in the next day or two. A very happy ending for the Grawl family of Eden, Wisconsin. Please be careful out there. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.